Good morning, everyone. We're going to call this meeting of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency's Regional Plan Implementation Committee to order. The day's Wednesday, November 7th, and it's about 10:30. First item on the agenda is a roll call to determine a quorum. Maria?
Ms. Alding?
Here.
Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Friedrich?
Here.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
That's great. Everybody's here. That's great. The next item for me to go through is the rules of the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov. Select November 17th, 2021. The governing board meeting on the calendar and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. In order to participate in the Regional Plan Implementation Committee meeting with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. We only have one agenda item, that'll be agenda item number 3. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency staff and have 3 minutes to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee. If you have contacted the TRPA for a reasonable accommodation and received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure you enter that PIN so that we may be able to identify you and unmute you for the public comment. If you are using GoToWebinar's Instant Join Web app, please make sure it's opened in the Google Chrome browser and that you allow access to your microphone in order to be unmuted. If you are joining via the call-in number posted on our website, please note this is a listen-only option. If you wish to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee, you will need to log in to via GoToWebinar on our computer, on your computer, tablet or smartphone, or dial your unique PIN number. To committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you are online, or speak up if you're calling in. Please set your chat box now to panelists and organizers to ensure that I see your message. Remote board members may only use that chat function to indicate desire to speak. This function is not to be used to have sidebar conversations. Please remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. Finally, I would like to have all remote members turn on their cameras as we now have sufficient capacity on our platforms to accommodate everyone. So the next item is the approval of the agenda. John Marshall, is there any changes to the agenda?
Julie, do you want to handle that one?
No changes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Julie. Thank you. So we'll deem the agenda approved as posted. And so now we move on to, we have a set of minutes. They're on page 11 of our governing board packet, the minutes of the October 27th, 2021 meeting. Do any members of the committee wish to make any changes or revisions to those minutes?
As usual, Mr. Chair, I had some minor clerical corrections that I've shared with Maria earlier this morning. So with those minor corrections, I move adoption.
Thank you, Shelley. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay.
Mr. Chair,
now we move on to.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Yes,
this is Jim. I was not able to attend last month, so just put down that I abstained.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jim. All right. Now we're moving on to the discussion and possible recommendation on Chapter 65 of the Code Ordinances for the Mobility Mitigation Fee Update. We had a really good discussion last month on this matter, and this agenda item number 3 is a discussion and possible recommendation from this committee on Chapter 65 of the Code of Ordinances for the Mobility Mitigation Fee Update. As a reminder to the public, after committee discussion on this item, you may raise your hand in the GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff to To share your comments, information on this agenda item can be found on page 651 of your packet. And now I will pass this over to Melanie Sloan, who's going to make the presentation by our staff. Welcome, Melanie.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, members of the committee. I'm here to present again on the mobility mitigation fee update. Next slide, please. And I just want to assure you my presentation is fairly short, but I do want to take just a brief moment to remind everyone and ground us in why we're updating the mobility mitigation fee right now. So back in April, the governing board adopted a new transportation and sustainable communities threshold standard for the region, and then also adopted the 2020 regional transportation plan and approved code changes to update the project impact assessment process. And those updates were to implement that new threshold standard at the project level, and it did so by changing how development projects' impact to transportation is evaluated, and it changed it to vehicle miles traveled. You might also remember that we had an air quality mitigation fee in place that was used trips, and we changed that to a mobility mitigation fee to evaluate and charge based on vehicle miles traveled or VMT. And so what remains is to update that mobility mitigation fee. And as Mr. Chair, you mentioned, I was here just last month, and in October, I presented more detail about the recommendation that's in your packet for the mobility mitigation fee update. And I'm not going to rehash that. I think it's all fresh in our minds, but I do want to take a moment to revisit a change that was made to the recommendation since we were here last. And that was around the fee for affordable, moderate, and achievable housing. We heard from the committee to reconsider and revise the recommendation regarding that. And I'm here today to tell you what change to the recommendation has been made. Next slide, please. So the recommendation in your packet includes a change to waive the fee for deed-restricted, affordable, moderate, and achievable housing when it is developed within areas eligible for residential bonus units. That is consistent with the feedback we heard from you and stakeholders in October, as well as broader discussion from stakeholders and other members of the community through the consultation process for the mobility mitigation fee update. And I just want to mention that the waiver is linked to that new threshold standard review process and its two-year cycle. So it has a bit of a temporal nature to it. And what that means is every 2 years when the review process takes place, this waiver will also be reviewed. And if findings require adaptations or changes to the program, it will come through at that time. And that concludes the update, but I'd like to talk next slide about the next steps. So we're here today to discuss the recommendation, seek a recommendation from you. I'll be going to the Advisory Planning Commission at December 8th and Operations and Governance Committee and December 15th, asking for their recommendations, and then going to the Governing Board to request action at their December 15th meeting. Now, any adopted changes would go into effect 60 days hence from that action. So that concludes my presentation. Next slide. And I turn it back to you, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Yes, I have one thing before we get started with questions from my colleagues. But there's also the issue of how we were going to try to deal with the interface between our mitigation fee and local governments' mitigation fees, dealing with, especially on the California side, as they also have to implement SB 743 and other matters. So, and I recall you were having recent discussions with them about that. So I think it would be helpful to the committee to know how that's where we stand on that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have had conversations with Placer County, the jurisdiction within the region that also has a transportation fee with a focus that includes vehicle miles traveled. So we met with staff following our October meeting. We met with staff this week. We'll meet again next week. Are really looking at developing an implementation approach that simplifies and clarifies the programs and collection, and believe we'll be able to make a system work through those conversations.
Okay, great. Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome.
So let me get to my chat, see if I got any questions here.
Mr. Chair, if I could really just expound a little bit on Melanie's answer, because I think there's a couple things I know that we've talked about and I know are important to Member Gustafson, that they're really the key elements that we're looking at are that we want to, I think, as Melanie said, we want to simplify the process for both the agencies, but also for the applicant, and to ensure that no one is being double charged, so that we are consistent in what we are charging. So those are kind of the principles that we want to carry forward as we discuss with Placer and other local jurisdictions, particularly on the California side, who are also having to implement these VMT programs. And Melanie's been doing an outstanding job of really sitting down with in particular the Placer County reps to really go over the concerns and to figure out options to implement those principles. We haven't really nailed down exactly how to do that yet, but that's what we're committed to do.
Great, I appreciate that additional stuff, and I concur with you, John. I really appreciate throughout the whole vehicle miles traveled process, the outreach the staff has made to everyone and continues through the mobility fee. I don't have any questions from any of the members. That's a surprise to me. Hi, Cindy. I thought you might want to say something.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate staff's work with our county staff on this issue. We don't want to double charge, and yet we're responsible, as it is TRPA, for VMT. And so trying to blend these two fees and make sure that we're not double charging to see our town center investments materialize. So I appreciate working this out with staff. The details need to be worked out there, just like the credits for the systems we've already accomplished in the RTP through broad-based funding. So those were my two issues, making sure we could credit if we are collecting money out of our transient occupancy tax and TBID, that those funds are credited toward this VMT reduction that we're all striving for. And then the other one being how we avoid a double charge for new development.
Thank you, Cindy. John, you have a comment. John Friedrich.
Yeah, I just wanted to, Melanie, thanks for your presentation, and really thanks for responsiveness on waiving the fee for affordable, modern, and achievable housing. I think it's really important to remove that barrier to desperately needed projects. And so I was, very heartened to see that and commend that change.
Michelle.
Thank you, Bill. Well, I think those waivers are important, but I wanted to, express my appreciation to staff for their outreach. I mean, one of the reasons why there are so few questions, Bill, is because we've been hammering away at this for quite some time. And we've had numerous private meetings and group meetings to talk about the implications of this change. And I certainly support affordable housing. I've always made that very clear. But I do appreciate the fact that the waiver is going to be reviewed on a two-year cycle, because I'm not convinced that achievable housing in particular is not going to have some sort of impact on VMT. And I've said this before, but people obviously in the lower income brackets are more inclined to use public transportation. So I think it's useful to review our decisions periodically to make sure that our assumptions are correct. So I want to thank staff for making that commitment.
Thank you, Shelley. Yeah, I think that review is really built into the RTP and is really important, especially as we look at our success in reaching our goals. So that seems to close committee member comments. Maria, do you want to open the for public comment, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Excuse me. It looks like we do not have, the hand just popped up. We have one public comment from Mia Kang. Go ahead, Mia. Via, you're self-muted.
Oh, wonderful. Having a little trouble unmuting. Good morning, members of the committee. This is Mia Kong with Related California, and I wanted to speak in strong support of the recommendations by staff. And I wanted to echo Member Friedrichs and others' support of Melanie, who has really been able to reach out quite a bit. She's reached out to me. We talked at length over the benefit of having affordable workforce housing next to transit. And I want to offer up the opportunity when Sugar Pine Village is built. I think it would be a wonderful case study to see just how many folks actually ride the buses from the affordable housing. So because of the location of both the projects we're looking at in South Lake Tahoe as well as North Lake Tahoe, we're very excited to be able to look at and demonstrate how actually building workforce housing next to transit actually works. And it gets people conveniently to their jobs without being in a car. The other thing I also want to just stress about affordable housing, different than say brand new, let's just say new condominiums, for example, is that affordable housing is actually the existing workforce. So it's actually not new VMTs, it's often less. So most, you know, the housing that we build is occupied by existing workforce. So these are not new residents to the area. These are your existing residents who are already your workforce. So it's going to cut down on their vehicle miles traveled every day. So in days like this, when gas prices are $5 a gallon, it's really going to make a difference. And I think encourage people to get out of their cars. So again, just wanted to encourage TRPA for their very detailed work on this. And again, we very much support and appreciate staff's recommendation to waive the affordable, achievable, and bonus unit housing for the VMT fee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mia. I appreciate your comments and taking the time to make the comments about especially working with staff. Maria, is that the...
Next we have anymore? Gavin Feiger. Go ahead, Gavin.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, committee chair members and TRPA staff. Yep, Gavin Feiger on behalf of the League to Save Lake Tahoe. Similarly, we'd like to thank TRPA staff for working so closely with us following up on the VMT threshold update, especially Melanie, who's been balancing a lot of big projects and really been taking the time to reach out to everybody. The fee update was an integral piece of the VMT threshold update, so we're really excited to see it coming close to being finalized. We support the proposal as presented today. The key aspects we identified through the threshold update are included. The automatic increases annually tied to inflation, and the location-based sliding rate based on VMT intensity. Those are two things that we had pushed for since the beginning and are very happy to see included. We do support exempting affordable housing in this case. You know, it could reduce the revenue from the fee by, you know, something like $4.5 million over the life of the RTP, but affordable housing is a priority. And the temporary nature of the exemption will hopefully provide an incentive to speed up development of deed-restricted affordable housing near town centers. And the monitoring is a backstop. You know, it's something we bring up a lot. The monitoring and recommendations proposed through the VMT advisory body every 2 years, you know, that'll help ensure we're meeting the goals, raising funding needed to implement the RTP while also encouraging affordable housing. And very happy to hear Mia today commit to doing some robust monitoring at Sugar Pine Village. That's a great project, and we really hope it proves that affordable housing is a lot less VMT intense, as we all believe it is, or most of us believe it is. Finally, we support giving credit where credit is due, especially in the current case of Placer County. We just need to make sure that we're meeting our regional revenue funding targets, as well as local funding targets. So looking forward to seeing what options the team comes up with on that one. And that's it. Thank you all for your time and critical thinking on this important fee update. Again, really excited to see it getting close to finalization.
Thank you, Gavin, for your comments and also for sticking with us throughout the entire VMT process. Any others?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, there's no further public comment on that item.
Great. Thank you very much. So I will close public comment and bring it back to members of the committee unless you have any other comments. I don't see any other on the chat. It's time for a motion, and the motions are at page 651 of our packet. If someone wants to make the motions, there you. I want to split them up among three. I don't care. Just ready to go.
Okay, I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair. I move to recommend approval.
Thank you, Shelley.
I move to recommend approval of the findings, including the finding of no significant effect as set forth in Exhibit 1.
Okay, Mario, will you open the roll on that, please?
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Mr. Chair, if I could clarify, I'm sorry for busting in. I just wanted to echo Shelley's additional language. The language on the motions on the screen need to read that this committee is recommending adoption rather than adopting. But I think Shelley's inserting those words. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's true. We're just a committee making a recommendation to the board.
Okay. Second motion is to recommend adoption of Ordinance 21-blank, amending Ordinance 2019-03, as previously amended to amend the Code of Ordinances as set forth in Exhibit 3.
Okay. Mario, open the roll again.
Ms. Gustafson?
You're muted, Cindy.
I think she's frozen.
There I am, yes.
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
And finally, I move to recommend adoption of Resolution 21-blank to amend the rules of procedure as set forth in Exhibit 4.
You're making that recommendation on that
yes,
motion,
I
correct?
Yes, I recommend adoption of Resolution 21-blank to amend the rules of procedures as set forth in Exhibit 4.
Thank you. Maria?
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you to staff for all the hard work on putting this together. And I'm sure that the Governing Operations Committee will approve this and will march forward to the Governing Board on December 15th. So now we're at agenda item number 4, committee member comments. Does committee members have any comments about other items that weren't on the agenda? Or just how your day's been?
So far, so good.
All right. So well, this would be the last public interest comment period. If you want to... the final item, and if any members of the public wish to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee on an item not on the agenda, please raise your hand and now in GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. Mario, is there any public commenters?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comments.
Okay, thank you very much. So, here we are. Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn. I would like to remind people that the Operations and Governance Committee will convene its meeting at 10:30 a.m. on the same platform.
Thank you. And for legal, we will move to Zoom, and we will start at 10:30 a.m.
So legal jumps to Zoom. And government and operations day is here at 10:30.
That's it.
And so we're so a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hearing no opposition. Thank you very much. Boy, this is the shortest RPIC committee, I think, ever. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.